does God's amazing grace mean to you? His grace is always sufficient and provides the faith and courage we need to reach our full potential. Today, Pastor Ron will discuss the enabling power of God's available grace that supplies everything we need to live victoriously with an encouraging message titled, This Thing Called Grace.
Use it when we're talking about God, and when we're talking about His grace, we can talk about His hesed. When we talk about how we treat each other with kindness, we can call it hesed. But there is another word that's not a covenantal word in the Old Testament for grace, and it's hen, H-E-N, hen. That word is not covenantal. It is a word that can only be used by a superior to an inferior. It is not something that is can be systemized between the two. That it's not something, excuse me, that the inferior can do to the superior. It is only what the superior can do to the inferior. And another word for that grace is that one on hen. The word hen is favor. You can never show hen to God because you can never do him a favor. So it's not two-way like the first one. It's only one way. It is always God favoring the inferior. Significant is the definition. In the definition, is grace means undeserved favor. Undeserved giftings. But notice the adjective before the noun. It is not just the noun in that sentence, it's favor. It is not just favor. The character of that favor is in the adjective undeserved. So grace is unmerited. You can do nothing, no matter how much or how well, to earn grace. It's not according to your merit nor your potential. I like that. Grace does not see gifting from the Lord. It's not based on the potential he sees. You see, grace sees you and gives you potential. They didn't hear me. Grace is never looking for your potential. Just grace itself manifested to you or given to you becomes the potential itself. So that cuts some things, baby, because we think God is so wonderfully proud of us because we do something well. The well you do is grace. The well you do is grace. I practice. I work on it. I'm doing. No, the well you do is grace. Grace suggests a gift, not a compensation. Lord, you ought to do that for me. You know I stayed up all night talking with you. You might not be talking about grace then, because grace doesn't have anything to do with how saved you lived, how holy you are, how much time you spend with God, not grace. Because if any of those things merit grace, then it isn't. All of grace is on the part of and the whim of the giver. You got that? It is at the whim of the giver. To whom the gift is given, the nature of the gift, the extent of the gift, is all the decision of the giver. Lord, don't let me lose them. It is at the discretion, needing no justification, of the giver. It's not past, not based on your past accomplishments, your present pursuits, or your future projection. Faith is a without merit, non-justifiable gift. This thing called grace. How many of you out here know the Lord? You say he saved you from your sins. You know that. Let me tell you that you are a graced person. I used to hear people testify about he counted me worthy. No, he didn't. I don't mean any harm to you, but you have no worth when it comes to grace. Lord, if you save me, I'm going to do this for you. No, I don't need you to do anything for me. You see, you can't do anything unless I give it to you. It's a wonderful thing to know that you're in the Lord and to know that he's got you, and you know that everything you have is grace. It's a wonderful thing to know it because you can't be bought. You didn't hear me? Then that means because you can't be bought. Some of us will do well with the Lord unless we get something. And once we get something, people know that if I dangle this, I can move them this way. So if I do this, and that's why that's why we have so many people who are inept in positions where they shouldn't be. That's why you have people working over you who do not have the skills that you have, because we get really excited because we can get a title or a name. And it has moved into the church. See, what God gives you, nobody can take away. And what God didn't give you, you can never keep. If you do stupid stuff to get something, you got to do stupid stuff to keep it. If you do unethical things to get something, you got to do unethical things to keep it. And let me tell you about unethical things. After a while, it catches up, and everybody knows you are unethical. Well, we ain't shouting now. It's not based on anything except God's favor. What does grace do? Let's go to the scripture. I'm going to the scripture. Y'all don't worry about the screen today. You won't be able to keep up with the scriptures I'm going to read. So you'll just have to listen to them. They won't flash them on the screen for you. In Titus 2:11, grace brings salvation. By bring salvation, I mean he delivers it. Or like the waiter in the restaurant, he serves you. Grace serves salvation. You didn't earn it. Romans 5:20 says, grace is more plentiful, I like this, than the sins it's capable of covering. It means that no matter how much sin there's more grace to cover it. Wherever grace abounds, that means no matter how much, it's more. Wherever sin abounds, there's just much more grace. In Romans 1:26, grace is the benefactor of every charisma. Now, charisma means spiritual gifts, because if we're not careful, we will be gifted spiritually, but we will be manipulated by the flesh, utilizing the gift of the charismas of the Spirit. That's one reason why. Don't judge how spiritual you are by how you operate in spiritual gifts or charismas. They are gifts. They are gifts. So if it's a gift and you're a fool, you're a fool with a gift. Because it's a gift, because it is grace and it is unmerited, if you are a liar, I don't believe you could do that and have the gift of God. Let me tell you that your charisma is a gift from God. Your gifts are, so you always line your life up with your obedience to the word of God. You want to find out how spiritual you are? See how well you obey what he said. Romans 1 Corinthians 1:4. Grace is a gift of God through or by way of Jesus Christ. Grace or favor, I don't mean any harm for cutting down some stuff, but grace doesn't come by fasting. You don't get grace. I'm about to mess up, I know.
Now, Pastor Ron, what would you say to someone who feels God's grace is a reward for their own sinful nature?
I would say that they do not yet have a genuine relationship with God. Sin in the life of a believer always disturbs the believer because the Spirit of God convicts of sin. When sin is confessed, it is forgiven and the believer is cleansed. That forgiveness and cleansing is an act of grace. 1 John 1:9 tells us that those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they cannot keep on sinning because they are the children of God.
Well, you've heard it from Pastor Ron. Now let's continue the message, This Thing Called Grace.
It's a charisma. It is a gift of the Lord. It's a gift. No. I should not have said that. Take that back. It is a gift of God. It is the gift of God that teaches you the operation of the charismas, of the things that God has given you. It is the Spirit of God. It is the likeness of God who conforms you to the image of Christ. And we used to tell people how you, and you do, you, let me tell you, for those of you who are saved but you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are cheating. Cheat, you coming up short for yourself. Now you work on your own theology, but I'm just telling you, while you're doing your theology about how that day is over, I'll just keep on talking in tongues and believing God and stretching out on his promises and believing what he has. Now, you don't believe. That's like the man said, I need you to loan me some money. I asked, do you tithe? No. I said, then the reason I'm blessed is because I'm tithe. I ain't loaning you what I tithe to get. You don't, why should I give you what you don't believe in? I know y'all not like that. You understand, but but the Spirit of God in you, that governor of God in you, that conforms you to the image of Jesus Christ, is a gift. Now, don't. How many holiness folk we got in here? Holiness. All right. Some of y'all I didn't say holy. I said holiness, right? So, but tell some of y'all holiness. I never could understand how it is that I needed, if I wanted the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is a gift, that I would have to say, thank you. Now, it may be necessary. I don't know everything. But I could not understand why I had to go through all of that if it was a gift. I'm just telling you, but, and I was bruised and wounded and burned up because I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What I really was seeking was tongues, but I was seeking, and I was after, and I was working, and I would come in from work every day, and I'd go to the altar, because in those days the church was open, and I'd lay on the altar, and I'd just cry, and I'd just beg God. And one day he told me, you ain't want no baptism, you want tongues. And then let me tell you what he said to me. Lord, why are you having me do this? He said, and tongues are a sign to the unbeliever. I didn't say it, because I didn't know I could then. I would say, you call it, what you saying about me? You saying I'm an unbeliever? That's exactly what he was saying to me. He said, you have to have a sign to believe it. Now, let me tell you what he said after that. He said, but I'm going to give you the sign today. And he said, but don't ever ask me for what I've already given you, because you don't see the sign. Now, you do whatever you want to do. And when so I thought, I got so excited because he said, I'm going to give it to you today. Do you know what I started doing? Worshiping. I didn't say thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. I didn't clap, I didn't do anything. I just lifted my hands and said, oh, you're gonna, and it was over. I mean, it was because the Bible tells you to ask for him. That's another sermon. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not something God holds back and says, let's see how hard you can work for this. Come, the Holy Ghost is not saying, come back and try again. He says, ask for me. We'll work on it sometime. But I know I'm in the book. I'm going to leave it. Let me go back to where I was. And grace in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10, grace is the credit for all we are and all will become. Grace is the gift of God that is the credit. You notice I didn't say blame, but the credit. Paul says, by the grace of God, I am what I am. What you am is what you am is what the grace, the giftedness of God has given you. For your overcoming, I stayed and I waited, and the Lord showed up. The Lord was going to show up anyway. He was going to show up anyway. It is the grace of God. I heard the Sunday school teacher in the class, I heard Sister Owens saying something, said, that you tell the Lord. The Lord says, this is what I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. And he says, and I want you to go. And she said, and you say to him, Lord, it don't take but 3 steps. He says, no, I want you to go 5 miles. Where you're sitting me is right here, 3 steps. I want you to go 5 miles. So you go all the way around to come to there. Because the issue wasn't the there. The issue was what he was making of you that was assigned to you in all those places while you were getting there. To step here, you could not stay. Because what it would take for you to stay there was going to be developed all in those ways. That's why when we get ourselves in the will of God, when we get ourselves in the body of Christ, then we need to understand he's running the show. Smarty. He's running the show. You say he knows the way. He is the way. Now, what does that mean? He's not telling you to design a way. He's not telling you to find a way. Just get in him and ride. Just ride. If we're in Christ, stop worrying about which direction. Just make sure you're in him and go where he's going. I was right here. I know I will never forget this. I was right here. I was on my knees right there. Nobody in the room but me and the Lord. And I saw him. I saw him walk as if it was a step on the other side. And I saw him walk up and I saw his back. I saw him in the spirit. I ain't seen no ghosts and all that stuff. Yeah. And I saw his back. And whatever was going on, it had me frustrated. And I said to him, why? Why you turn your back to me? Look at me. He says, I can't. You heard me tell this before. He said, I can't. I said, Lord, look at me. Look at me. No response. And then this is what he did. Just like he didn't look at me, he just turned so I would know that he heard me. And I said to him, why? He said, because I'm leading. I can't look back. I'm leading. I'm leading. You all right, Juanita? Okay. I just want to check you. It gives me an opportunity to say it over. That's what he said to me. He says, he says, because I'm leading you. You don't need to see my face. Keep your eyes on me. And he said, come with me. I said, I don't know where you're going. He said, I'm going higher. Follow me, little one. I'm going higher. If you belong to me, watch me. If you just watch me, I'll not let you fail. I don't need to be looking back at where you came from to take you where you're going. You stop looking back and look at me. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going higher. Little one. Oh. Nobody's supposed to call you little one when you're 63, 64 years old. It made me feel good. It made me feel like I'm being carried. I'm going to tell you, step out of your way making and step into him. And where he goes, he will take you. He will. Gotta go back to my paper. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. I love this. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 says that grace is flexible. Grace is flexible. Those of us who know about products that are just for us. Have you ever gone in the store, brothers and ladies, that was when black men had hair. You know, black men don't have no hair no more. Look at the pulpit. Look all of them. Ain't nobody got no hair no more. Just look at that. I heard Brother Howard say I'm still trying to hold on to my hair. But you can get those caps that are nylon. I guess that's what it is. But they got the stretch material. So if you got a little hair, it'll hug your little hair. But if you got medium hair,
if you have enjoyed what you've heard from Mount Rose Church of God in Christ, you can order this message via CD number 20131201 or write in to Mount Rose at mountrosecogic.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to serving you again next week from the City of Refuge.